Hey, this is Lena, and I am about to start episode 21 in our series of Morning Minutes, the study of Corinthians that I've titled Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom for Everyday Life. Hope you're ready for another week. We are in the middle of it. Paul is talking to the church about some pretty touchy topics, and it is a day today where we desperately need to hear what Paul said to the early church in Corinth, because so much of what we are dealing with is familiar. And so we're talking about sex, in case you're wondering. And so I hope you're ready for today's teaching. Is sexual immorality a matter of choice? We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12 through 17. Paul's already laid the ground on what the church, how they should handle a persistent, unrepented of sexual sin in chapter 5. And he reminded them in the beginning of chapter 6 of the power that we have in Christ who has freed us from sin. And now, verse 12, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything. Food is meant for the stomach and the stomach for food, and God will destroy both one and the other. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For as it is written, the two will become one flesh, but he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Some pretty intense words here, talking about sexual sin. And the church in Corinth, they were going around saying things like, well, all things are lawful for me. And that was an abuse of grace, and thinking that, well, just because God has forgiven them, they can do anything. And Paul's taking them to task. And they're also saying things like, well, food is meant for the body and the stomach for food. And they were sort of bringing down these physical needs to, well, we need to do it. We have to act out. God made us this way. And of course, again, not a gospel way to live. You know, you ignore the power of Christ in you when you think that way. But nonetheless, let's sort of frame our thoughts here with three big categories. Number one, all sin is a matter of choice. So is sexual immorality a matter of choice? All sin is a matter of choice. At the end of the day, we have been washed and justified and sanctified, like we were reminded in verse 11. But when it comes to the daily life, as you're following Jesus, the daily Christian life, every day is a crucifixion of self, is a mortification of self, and a resolve to live unto the Lord, to let him live through you every day in every way. So all sin is a matter of choice, including how you practice your sexuality. The point of the Christian life is not to get away with as much sin as I can, but to give up as much sin as I can. The point isn't to make it into heaven barely by the grace of God, but to live victoriously here on earth because of the grace of God. And so all sin is a matter of choice. Number two, some sins will dominate you more than others. Admittedly, there are certain sins, and I believe particularly in the area of sexuality, ironically also with food, which is brought up here, that have a tendency to dominate more than others. And you say, how do I know if I'm a slave to sin? Well, simply put, you're a slave to sin when you say you could stop it, but don't. You ever meet people, they're like say somebody who smokes, they're in the throes of addiction. They're like, well, I could stop any day. Well, why haven't you? I see the same pattern with sexual sin, be it fornication or masturbation or adultery or homosexuality and on and on and on. And I know you might be listening to this and find this offensive to hear, but we're living in an age where truth is resisted because it can be offensive. But that's the story of the gospel, and that's the word of God that we're bringing before you today. I have no gain in it, so are you a slave to sin? You know you're a slave to sin when you're constantly looking for ways to justify your sin. Again, you might feel uncomfortable by hearing some of the truth of God's word and think, man, Paul is too dramatic. Can't he just love everybody? And of course, Christ died for us because of love, but also a striving for holiness, a picture of the victory that we can have with Christ. And so some sins will dominate you more than others, so you might feel like you don't have a choice, but there is a choice. In fact, that's point number three. Some sins will threaten to control you, but they cannot. Some sins will threaten to control you, but they cannot. You and I are under the dominion of the Lord, but it is a matter of yielding to the Spirit moment by moment, day by day. And literally, moment by moment, day by day. Some days, I've got to lean on the Lord moment by moment, and when I fail, I rely on his grace. But my heart's intent is to follow the Lord in all my ways, as best of my ability, by the power of his Spirit. And so that is the gist of this. God raised the Lord and will raise us up by his power. So if you're struggling with sexual sin today, be encouraged that God has given us everything we need to fight this battle. But also understand the seriousness of this, that as you're joined with another person, remember, Christ is living in you. You are not your own. And he gives the picture, Paul gives the picture of being joined with a prostitute and putting Christ in the middle of that. So when you read these verses, if you're a little uncomfortable, I would imagine you should be. If you're not, something is wrong, because it is uncomfortable to think of Christ in the middle of the sexual sins that you and I live through and think through and on. So you and I are under the control of the Spirit of God if we'll let him be in control of our lives. We have been given power over sin, and we are one with Christ and in Christ. Maybe you just need that reminder today. Listen, do we need grace? You better believe it. Does God give his grace? You better believe it. If you're struggling with addiction and sexual sin, let me promise you that God in his word has promised to forgive you of anything that you confess to him, and also to give you the grace you need to live victoriously. If you're stuck in a pattern of addiction and need help, I would love to hear from you today at Lina, L-I-N-A, at livingwithpower.org. We have plenty of resources for you. We can point you to the right places to get the help that you need. If you need prayer, we'd love to pray for you. I understand how heavy these topics are. We're living in an era right now where purity culture is being questioned. People are wondering about the teaching of the church the past 20 years on how to live purely. Listen, we don't live purely to gain from God. We don't live purely to get a great sex life down the road when we get married. We live purely because it honors the Lord and because we're no longer our own. Sexual immorality is a matter of choice, but by God's grace, we have the power to overcome it. So listen to me. Today, no matter where you're at, God is for you. And remember that it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. Know that you are loved and that victory is yours today if you'll grab it. Love you guys, and I'll catch you again tomorrow.